cycle update. Fake out, shake out, take out. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host with a breaking update spreading across the web, spreading across social media, spreading across the news that Bybit allegedly just got breached a few hours ago for $1.5 billion worth of Ethereum. I've got a little bit detailed as to what happened, and I'll share my thoughts as a technologist myself, as well as being a former auditor. Here's the summary of what went on. So the ETH was stored allegedly in a cold wallet, which is good practice. There's a multi-sig around this wallet. So it takes multiple, and they use a service called Safe. And Safe presents, or it's supposed to present, basically the interface by which they go in and do their signature. The way that this hack was conducted, I think, was very brilliant. I think it's very advanced, and it should concern you. The ETH's being dumped as I speak this, but I want to explain the breach because it's important that you understand why this is such a big problem. Because it means that pretty much anybody that uses this kind of protocol for the multi-sig and to secure assets that are sitting in a cold wallet is at risk. So you've been told, keep your stuff in a cold wallet, you know, multi-sig is good, protect your keys, You've been told multiple times about all these good practices. One thing I said in an old episode is that it doesn't really matter how good you are. You're going to get breached if they work hard enough to get you breached. What you need to do is to make sure that you are communicating. And I would argue that Bybit did a decently good job communicating to the public about what happened as soon as they knew. This was reported by Zach XBT. Of course, he's one of those sleuths. And he reported what was going on and what he saw and what he felt about it. Well, here's how this works, this breach. So you understand why it's dangerous and why people are concerned. And there's speculation it's going to keep happening multiple times. And we're going to see some crash of some pretty large cryptocurrencies over the next year. The way this works is that this attack is to fake out, to fake the interface used by Safe as well as others. But Safe is one of the most notable. Safe is the company that provides the service for the multi-sig authorization. They fake that interface and then they give you a link, specially crafted link. It looks legit. You, like a dumbass, click it and you're presented with an interface that looks all legit. You submit what basically is malicious code, bad code, and the malicious code changes the actual smart contract logic of the cold wallet. So there's a smart contract exchange as far as information that happens to unlock the funds. What this is doing is it's actually altering the logic of that contract. So it's tricking the wallet effectively to grant the malicious actor access using your authorization to a fake interface. That's essentially what happened. Once they got access to the wallet, they started draining all the ETH. They said only one cold wallet was compromised and that all the other ones were safe. I don't know how they can guarantee that, but that's what they said. And again, multiple people that were in the security vector came out and said, this is going to be a problem. This is going to happen multiple times. There's really no clean way to stop this. Multiple such breaches have happened in the past. WazirX was one of the larger ones that I can recollect on top. But the key here is that once this, if somebody clicks a sketchy link, and if you're not paying attention to the link and you're not checking your links and you're not double checking, and you know, a lot of this is about human error, frankly. A lot of this is just if the user screws up and they don't get it right, this is the kind of thing that happened. That's basically what happened here. So I'm not trying to ridicule them or give them a hard time. I want to just make sure you understand this is not one of those where, as far as anybody can see, where somebody inside stole the funds. Some people speculate that on social media. I don't buy into that one because I feel like the guy, his name is Ben Zhao, it feels like he's doing a good job of communicating what was going on, as well as the mitigations that were put in place to prevent a larger breach. And they claim that they got a one-to-one, that people's funds are safe. I don't know how safe they really are. This is a large amount of money. So if they're not able to get people whole in terms of what money is owed, we could see something similar to an FTX, certainly not to that scale, but something similar to an FTX with strong price depression, because it's not just what happened on the breach side and money lost there. It's, you know, tokens sold on the free market and just declining price as people are just, they're just selling. They're trying to dump it, right, and get the cash. And they're too stupid to, you know, chunk it out or whatever because they know they'll get traced. So they're just dumping to try to get away from it, get away from the smoke. There's that, but there's also the sentiment loss. There's people pulling out of the exchange, loss of liquidity. There's all sorts of domino effect that could happen as a part of this. So I'm sharing it so you're informed. If you're watching some of this traffic, that's what's going on and that's what's triggering what might be, and I don't know for sure, but what might be a strong negative price movement, specifically around Ethereum, but I think some of the other tokens are going to be affected as well. We'll stay tuned on this business.